morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foiled computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Now, today, it's Wednesday in the first week of the KSFR fundraiser. We hope the last week of the KSFR fundraiser. That depends on you, whether you call in. The number to call in is 428-1393, 428-1393. And today, we have some special guests with us who are going to tell us about, well, truth and falsehood. Bill Hutchison is here with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, and he is here as a special dog advocate. Marjorie Kaplan is here as special cat advocate, and Prima Gata of the Gato Girls of Southern New Mexico is here with us. And the theme of today is dogs and cats. Which one is better, dogs or cats? Now, we are giving you the opportunity to vote by calling 428-1393 or out of area 1-866-907-5737. That's 866-907-KSFR. And just like democracy, for every dollar you spend, you get one vote. So if you call and make a $100 contribution, you get 100 votes toward cat or dog. That's your choice. You tell the folks in the control room, in the pledge room, which you would like.
Now, Mary Charlotte, can they split the vote? Say,
sure.
I myself, you know, I have to say in my role as the shelter, I'm fond of both dogs and cats, so I might want to say split my $100, $70 for dogs, $30 for cats.
You could do that. It would be wrong, but you could do it.
I don't know how
it,
I personally
it doesn't,
would live
it doesn't
with
myself. Suit the spirit of the whole thing, Bill.
Well, last year, Linda Durham called and she said she was going to give the amount of money equal to the difference between split between dogs and cats and equalize it so that it actually came out even last year, which was a sort of beautiful thing in a way. But
I think you could make the argument that it mirrors American politics, where major corporations give giant gifts to both parties. It's sort of fairly unfair.
Well, you could do that. 428-1393 is the number. Register your vote, dogs versus cats. Now, I would like to say something in defense of dogs. This is my show, so I get to start. Dogs were domesticated at least 17,000 years ago, and perhaps much more. Cats have never been domesticated. You can't even call them really domestic pets. They're just wild animals who happen to live in your house.
My friend Walt says that once the apocalypse happens, the cats will take over.
Well, of course. I mean, they have the superior intellectual power. It's quite obvious if you study their behavior.
Now, superior intellectual power, they have a vocabulary of no words except meow, whereas dogs can understand. A smart dog can have a vocabulary up to several hundred words.
Oh, cats understand everything you say. They just don't care.
See, you know, one of the things
I've
realized...
There's no way to prove that scientifically.
One of the things I've realized as we've done this over the years is that what cat people see as positives for cats, dog people really can't understand as a positive. Disdain, constant abuse, lots of ridicule, keeping you in a subservient position. For cat people see these as good things. They seem like black marks for our feline friends.
I'd like to address that, if I might, just real briefly. It's been my experience that people who don't like cats or who say these things about cats have a very limited tolerance for ambiguity, which suggests to me that dog people are simpler, if you like, and that could be positive in a certain kind of sad way.
Are you calling me and Bill simple?
I would say with respect to the whole animal ambiguity issue, yes.
I think this is just going to get dirtier as the years go on.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it'll get cleaner. And speaking of clean, dogs groom themselves so beautifully. No matter how dirty a dog is, within 10 minutes of coming in from the mud and filth and from the arroyo and from rolling in all kinds of nasty crap, they're clean.
What about that smell when they get wet, though?
Well, you have to...
Mary Charlotte.
Okay, you get a point.
Now listen. My dog doesn't clean himself, but I don't, and I don't believe yours does either. The grooming is obviously a lie that I have to call you out on, because as dog people, we respect each other enough to speak the truth. But what I will say is that I appreciate an animal who isn't so overly concerned about presentation, who just wants to show you their true selves. And that's what a dog does. A dog doesn't clean himself up for you. He says, here I am. Here's who I am, honestly. You can make the choice whether you love me or not, but I'm going to love you.
And sometimes that honest presentation involves extended excursions of licking his nether regions luxuriously and in public when you have company.
And also, there's a very much pleading, love me, love me, love me, please love me, please accept me, whereas a cat will never do that. A cat doesn't care whether you love them or not. A cat just is. In fact, my cats this morning said to me, why are you going to be on the show? Why even bother? It's not a question of are cats better than dogs. Cats just are. And they quoted me a line from the Upanishads this morning, which is Kat Vam Asi, thou art cat, cat thou art. You know, the whole consciousness of the universe is really cat.
So it's like this is cat.
We are all cat.
It seems appropriate, though, and I'm certainly not the first person to point it out, that dog and God fit each other in this perfect mirror image, that you really, it's one of those coincidences that is anything but coincidental, I think.
That is so very true.
That is so very lame.
And it's stuck, you know, it's letter for letter. It's precise in that way. Cats are not precise. Cat, if you line up the words cat with dog or God, there's just no correspondence. It's much freer. It gives me much more possibility for creative potential.
4281393, make a vote. Which are better, cats or dogs?
I want you to know, by the way, that I'm here representing Price Waterhouse. This will be a very accurate, very accurate count.
Yeah, well, last time it was represented by Diebold.
I think it's more like Price Watergun in our case.
Could I address the dog god issue, if I might?
You can try.
I would like to suggest that this is another example of a Western cultural dominance issue, because this only, of course, works in English.
Yeah, but in Russian, it works the same.
Also in Sanskrit, in Sudanese, and I believe Japanese and Indonesian as well.
I think you're lying.
And you're lying,
and I'd like to see the evidence.
And also in
Yoruba, cat and God, dog and God are practically the same word.
You know, this morning when I got up to get ready for our hoopla here on the radio today to support KSFR, a radio station that, of course, has supported the shelter in so many ways, the two dogs were sleeping peacefully, beautifully, not a care in the world, enjoying the morning by just relaxing through it. And it was the cats, one demanding that I feed him, punching me in the head while I laid there peacefully, slumbering, delightedly, and the other downstairs shrieking to be let out. Now, I think you can make a case for cats making their needs known and that sort of open emotional honesty, but I'll tell you, at 6 o'clock this morning, I was not in the mood for emotional honesty. I was in the mood for the gentility, the monk-like patience and slumber, the beautiful innocence,
the inertia
of those sleeping dogs, the lack of inertia.
Hey, I just want you guys to know that the phones are lighting up.
Ah, good. Well, cats versus dogs, which are better? 4281393. Cast your vote today. And at the end of the show, if dogs win, we will celebrate. And if cats win,
we will celebrate even more.
I don't know.
Well,
about
Mary
that.
Charlotte won't.
I might not. I mean, first of all, I have to say, there's one thing that's very true, is that way more people are allergic to cats than are allergic to dogs.
I think that's absolutely true.
I'm
Certainly,
one of them.
We see that at the shelter. A lot more people wait outside the cat room, peering in listlessly, while others are inside enjoying the dogs, petting them on their beautiful little heads, scratching their delighted chins.
That's right. Now, I think if you love cats or you love dogs, that sort of tells what kind of a person you are when you love. I love like a dog, openly, honestly, straightforwardly.
Marking things with your urine?
No! That's not love, that's territory, that's a different part of it.
Is that different?
Cats,
oh dear, is that what I've been doing wrong?
Cats are coy, they play hard to get. They can take you or leave you. They can love you and leave you. It's terrible.
Cats are the bad boys and girls, the ones that you asked to the prom who laughed at you.
Exactly.
Dogs were the ones who really wanted to go with you.
I'm beginning to see why you appreciate the sort of groveling simplicity of a dog's affections, which are so easily bought.
I need something that's easily bought. I'm not sophisticated enough to handle anything more complex.
Aha! My point exactly. So I didn't really want to get personal. Well, that's a lie. I love to get personal. But I would like to point out, just truth in advertising here, I actually own a cat that was rescued from Bill's very own home a number of years ago.
Was it really?
Yes. A little black cat with a little white patch.
That's right.
That was abandoned at your house and was miserable and was, you know, doing bad things.
Bill,
and was
did
very
you abandon
upset.
Your own cat?
No. This was a cat that Marjorie and I collaboratively worked together in the way that dogs can often work with cats to find a new home and a new life for this little cat. Of course, if it had been a puppy, a cat would have thrown it out on the street and waited for the cold or the ravens to take it or something. But, you know, luckily it found a dog home, so generous things happen to it, such as going to such a fantastic cat person as Marjorie.
Yeah, that's an interesting recapitulation of a history that I recall very differently. As I recall, the cat was deeply emotionally disturbed when I adopted her, and it took her quite some time to get over the trauma of living in this dog-centric environment.
There might be some truth to that, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Now, here's another advantage of dogs. They wag their tails, and that's cute.
When a cat wags its tail, it means look out. Bad things are about to happen.
It means it's about to dig its claws into your skin.
Grenade made out of fur and pointy things that are going to be on you in a second.
Wow. Yes, I understand that when dogs purr, it means they're about to bite your throat.
Dogs don't purr. That you could get, I could concede one point in the debate toward the cat argument, which is that they purr, and that's cute, too.
Yes, and they're just freaking adorable at all times.
428-1393. Cast your vote. Cats or dogs, which are better? Cast your vote for dogs. Let's just put it that way.
No. That's that. Now you're definitely going with the political system as it stands in this country. Cast your vote my way with all your money, and you'll win.
Let me say, from the dog standpoint, that really what we're talking about is casting your vote for KSFR. It's fun drive time. The radio station needs the money. We need to keep going. We need to be able to bring you programs like Mary Charlotte in the morning and our monthly pet spot, where we can come and talk to you about, honestly, things that really do matter the rest of the year. But a couple times a year, we have to do this. And we wouldn't be here if KSFR wasn't here. So dogs, cats, I'll be honest with you, I don't care. Just write your check, make your donation, call it in.
You don't care?
I don't care,
Bill.
when I'm shilling. When I'm done shilling, I care a lot.
I care, and you care. Don't lie. Dogs are better than cats.
Well, not according to your audience at the moment. Cats are in the lead, 3-1.
This, dog people, this, get on it. 428-1393.
Let me thank a couple of people. Jay Oliver, thank you. Cat guy.
Oh, Jay.
And Scott Shuker, thank you, Scott. Paloma and Quito. Paloma and Quito say dogs rock.
Thank you, Paloma and Quito.
And Hasseld. And cats are cuddly.
So are
you
dogs.
You know, I don't want to out
not,
her, but
not
I,
so far.
I have to say that our friend Jay Oliver, she is on our shelter Bark and Ball committee, and I'll say that our fundraiser does have barking in the title, not meowing. So I'm just going to have to say, in my head, I split Jay's votes down the middle.
Well, clearly Jay's not the head of the committee yet.
No, apparently not.
I'd like to point out that the 3-1 lead for cats supports my initial argument, which is that cat lovers are intellectually superior, as are cats, that the audience of KSFR is clearly of an intellectually superior breed, if I may use that word, and that they are proving my point by contributing so heavily.
I think you make a good point. Cats really prefer the Radio Cafe.
428-1393. Dog lovers, get even. Get even now.
She's getting
cast
testy.
Your votes.
Cat lovers, please, please maintain our cool superiority.
I don't know that it really shows that the initial lead shows that cats are superior. What I think it shows is that...
Yeah, Mike Huckabee was in the lead in the beginning.
It shows that cats are reactionary and quick to act and slow to think. I think the dogs are really trying to figure out, and this is the way of a dog, you know...
How to dial the phone.
Dal, you gotta stay out of this because we're struggling enough as it is. I think that cats, they don't stop to think, they don't stop to consider. A dog may actually vote for a cat, not because necessarily cats are better, but because this individual dog doesn't want to vote a straight party line. He doesn't believe the whole platform. He really wants to engage his greater faculties and say, where is my heart? Where do I want to place my dollars in this process?
Don't you
after believe? After I figure out how to dial the phone.
428-1393, that's 428-1393. Or if you're calling from out of the Santa Fe calling area, you can call our toll-free number, 1-866-907-5737. That's 907-KSFR with the 866 area code. And cast your vote for dogs or cats. Every dollar that you pledge to KSFR will be a vote for dog or cat, whichever one you prefer. Now, on this political issue, I was reading SavingTheWorldForDogmocracy.com, and dogs are clearly Democrats and cats are Republicans.
You know, I'm not so sure about that, Mary Charlotte, because I saw that there was a website for Cats for Obama, but there is no cat site either for Hillary or McCain, but McCain has a dog website where there are dogs that are voicing their opinions.
Is that right?
Why they prefer to vote for McCain.
Yeah, but they're just pit bulls.
No, they're not pit bulls. There's even photos on the web.
There's not a single poodle voting for McCain. I'm sorry.
This is definitely a catspiracy to discredit the dogs.
Well, I'd like to say that in terms of this whole cats being quick to act and slow to think, and that's why cats have taken an early lead, I'd like to suggest perhaps that dogs are just asleep.
I think that might be true, but dogs know we're on until 9. They've got the time.
428-1393, cast your vote for cats or dogs. Now, I knew a cat named Baby, Terry's old cat who used to live with me for a while, and Baby slept 23 and a half hours a day on top of my dresser drawers. And for half an hour, she would lick herself, eat, and go to the litter box. If you say dogs are asleep all the time, I don't know, man.
Cats only appear to be sleeping, Mary Charlotte, because while their form is apparent to you lying there, their spirit is off doing all kinds of other good works in the universe.
Oh, so you're saying that they're disembodied creatures?
They can be. That's true.
I think they're doing wicked things. This is part of the ongoing link to witchcraft. And I'm not talking the good kind of in touch with nature witchcraft. I'm talking about, like, make your hair fall out, make your, you know, ankles fall off kind of thing.
Now, is this going to be that old canard about how cats are responsible for the missing sock, the missing pen cap, the missing key? Because it's my experience that that's really dogs who are burying that stuff.
I just don't think so. I mean, really, earlier we found one of the cars down at the bottom of the hill. And the cat was still inside. He'd driven down to the bottom of the hill to, I don't know where he thought he was going, but then he'd managed to lock himself in the car and couldn't work the handle from the inside. What we had to do was get one of the dogs to go down, let him out, bring the car back up, park it, wash it, wax it, come back inside, and then take care of the cat. I'll tell you that really proved to me who was leading the household in my family.
I would say that would be the cat, because the cat created all this activity. The dog was just reacting and being slave-like, as is a dog's nature.
It's true. That cat is so desperate for attention.
Well, the thing about dogs is they're loyal to their owners, and they will save their owners. They will save people. They will go out in the snow, and they will actually save people's lives. When was the last time a cat ever saved anybody's life?
If you are drowning, a cat will stand on the top of your head and hold you underwater just to keep its feet from getting wet.
That is so true.
The flip side of this loyalty thing is something that, well, frankly, I can only call bullheaded stupidity. I'll tell you a story I read recently in the mainstream press. It was about the Akita breed. And the story was told as though it were a heartwarming example of dog loyalty. An Akita owner died, and his dog, for the next either 9 or 13 years, I've lost track of that part, every day went down to the train station to meet the train. Now, 9 years? I mean, come on, get a clue.
Well, that dog had frontal lobe damage.
No, that's a story of true love. A cat would not say, "You were the one for me. You were the best one for me." A cat would say, "Sweet, who's next?"
Next. Well, and so would my dog Milk, but it would take a few weeks.
A few grueling weeks, I'm sure.
A few grueling weeks. No, I mean, but also, dogs have such wonderful personalities. For example, let's stick with the subject of my dog, Milk. Milk, whatever woman comes into the house, he will jump into their lap and say, "You are the only woman I've ever loved."
So he's a lying dog.
He's a lying dog. But it's so cute.
I'm beginning to understand some relationship issues in your life, Mary Charlotte. When we're off the air, let's talk.
Prima, do you want to chime in?
428-1393. Another thing about dogs is that they have four-chambered hearts. Cats don't.
That's a whole bunch of love you can fit in there.
That's so very true. And it's also more like our own hearts.
I agree. Very close to my heart.
That's just odd.
But you know, the cat's brains are actually more like human brains. And there's the emotion, the portion of the brain that's devoted to the emotions in the limbic system is much more human-like in cats than it is in dogs.
Are you just making that up?
No, I'm not. That's a fact.
I'm actually a little concerned about that. I mean, look what we've done. We've pumped all this carbon dioxide into the air. We're ruining our oceans. If cats aren't going to do much better than that, let's hope that dogs become the next dominant species. Mm-hmm. I think we've made a choice that is not just good for us as a species, but for the planet as a whole in bringing dogs in as the domesticatable partner. Cats will clearly bring about a new and completely destructive industrial age.
We're not talking about the frontal lobe and the executive brain here function. We're talking about the ability to understand, perceive emotions. And I have a quote here from Mark Twain, which he says, "Of all of God's creatures, there's only one that can not be made slave of the leash. That one is the cat. If man could be crossed with cat, it would improve the man, but it would deteriorate the cat."
Wow. Good old Sam Clemens to the rescue.
Prima Gata of the Gato Girls of Southern New Mexico. If the time is coming up to 8:30 here on KSFR, and we have to take a little break right now to hear from our beloved underwriters. The number to call, cast your vote, dogs or cats, is 428-1393, 428-1393, or you can call toll-free 1-866-907-5737. That's 1-866-907-KSFR. And I know I have one cat lover in Boulder, Colorado, and I actually told her that she could cast her vote, thinking that, well, it's a good time to cast your vote for dogs or cats, but thinking that dogs would be way ahead.
Well,
and something's going horribly wrong.
Something is going horribly, horribly wrong. Dog lovers, step up to the water bowl. 428-1393. We're going to take a little break right now for underwriting messages, and we'll be right back. And we're back. 428-1393. Cast your vote now for cats or dogs. 428-1393. I'd like to read a poem by Lord George Byron, and it goes as follows. "She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes. She wags her tail in tender light, which heaven to gaudy day denies." Now, that was clearly about a dog.
Yeah, I don't see how you could read it another way. People don't suggest other interpretations of that poem, do they?
Well, I mean, when you get to the part about the tail, mm-hmm. it's pretty clear, because it could have been, up until that point, it could have been about a cat or, I mean, a kangaroo. It could have been about any number of mammals.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that Charles Dickens originally had the title of his book as A Tale of Two Kitties, but found it sort of droll and lifeless and changed it to A Tale of Two Cities, and then made a dog of the major character in the book.
A lot of
our literary heroes, with the exception of Mark Twain, who, you know, of course was insane and an alcoholic, and also syphilitic from what I understand, it's clear that the literary camp, the whole of the literary camp, has cast their vote for dogs, except for the crazy ones.
I'd like to suggest that Bill's use of opportune lying is not really helping his case. And I'd also like, as long as we're getting literary, to recite a haiku that I think explains a lot about the relationship between dogs and their owners. "I love my master, thus I perfume myself with this long-dead squirrel." Now, is that the kind of love you really want?
My old dachshund Dugan wrote that poem.
Yes.
It's a beautiful sentiment.
I was trying not to get too ad hominem about this whole thing.
can I give you a quick update?
Yes.
Okay, dogs have pulled aside. That's not the word
head?
I want. No, not ahead. No. They pulled even. That's it. Yeah, even.
Neck and neck.
Thank you. Neck and neck.
We expected as much.
Neck and cat neck.
I want to thank Diane Karp and
thank you,
Beagle
Diane.
Karp. John Ayer. John Ayer, thank you very much. Reese, thank you very much for your contribution.
She's a dog person.
And that's all I have at the moment, but we are so busy in the phone room, I will have a longer list in just a few minutes.
It's so nice to hear from our same friends supporting KSFR fun drive after fun drive.
And let's hear from some new friends, too. Let's hear from some new dog lovers and, dare I say it, cat lovers. 428-1393, 428-1393, or 866-907-5737.
I'd like to point out that I still believe that the cat argument is winning, because the dogs are just copying the cats. they saw what the cats were doing, and they're like, ooh, let me get in, let me get in, let me get in, and they're probably licking their bums at the same time.
Can I just point out the word copycat? It's not copy dog, is it?
No, it's copy what the cat is doing.
No, it's a cat that copies.
No, I disagree.
I've always appreciated a dog's ability to take a variety of good ideas from a number of different sources and synthesize it with their own canine acumen into something greater and mightier and stronger than any of the individual pieces. You know, I was also thinking, Mary Charlotte, last year we had lots of dogs and cats, but toward the end of the fun drive morning, dogs versus cats, we had a few people calling in for lizards and birds, and I think we even had a couple of chickens. If you can't really get behind the dog or the cat camp, I think we can let you put a few dollars toward other species. Now, of course,
there are no other species.
We really need the dog money and the dog people to step up. But chickens are an awful lot like dogs. So are turtles and lizards and all the other things that cats will unfortunately slaughter.
Bill, have you gone completely mad?
No. You know, I was realizing
lizards are like dogs.
Oh, absolutely.
Brainless.
They're so uncute compared to dogs.
But they find a sunny spot. They believe in the simple joys of life. One thing I realized was that hidden even in our call letters is a secret anti-cat message. KSFR, cats slay fearfully and ruthlessly.
Cats with a K? So you're saying dog people are illiterate as well?
I just don't think the FCC had the foresight to put a C in the front there.
And just yesterday we learned the KSFR stood for kindness, sunshine, friendship, and redemption.
That's the dog amendment of the original acronym, which I think was a good choice for the board to let that happen.
4281393 is the number. Cast your vote, cats or dogs. Well, here's something I got from the website whycatssuck.com. And one thing that they said is that you can, and this is true, and I know this from firsthand experience, is that you can never get the smell of their urine out of anything that they have ever pissed on.
That's absolutely true.
That's very bad.
And I've gotten the smell of my dog's urine out of every single thing that he's pissed on.
And I'd like to point out that suggests he's pissed on a lot of things. My cats, you might say, never think outside the box.
I'm going to have to refer that question to my counsel, Marjorie.
And then every other cat who ever comes into your house will go and piss in the same place.
It's absolutely true.
And then you buy all this stuff from how to get that horrible smell out of your carpet.com that doesn't work.
Is this a breakfast show?
Not anymore.
I'm a little concerned we've turned down a dark corner here.
428-1393, 428-1393, or 1-866-907-KSFR.
As long as we have turned down this long corner in terms of, you know, discussing animal waste, I do feel that there is one sort of capstone argument of the superiority of cats over dogs, and I was hoping not to have to use this today, but I think you've driven me there.
I'm a little freaked out right
now. You should
second.
Be. It's three words, three simple words. Dogs eat poop.
That's true. I think of it as sort of a sanitary follow-up. I really appreciate
that. That's really sick.
Well, cats eat barf.
Barf's a lot closer to food than poop is.
We have to take this conversation in another way. I mean, I work at an animal shelter. I'm hard to gross out, but come on, this is taking me
okay,
a little
far. Let's take it back to the political direction. Cats actually torture their victims. If a dog wants to eat a prairie dog, it'll dig a hole under the fence like any normal dog, cross the street into the park, catch a prairie dog and eat it.
That's true.
It'll shake it real quick. It'll be a quick, painless death, whereas cats actually torture, and they have been known to train CIA special operatives in their methods.
Cats use extraordinary rendition as a way of life. I think that, I mean, certainly if we link it to the current administration, which I don't want to do because I'm not inclined to get political, but if we do link it to the current administration and, you know, some of these regressive anti-humanist policies, then it's clear, it is just absolutely clear that it is keeping the mouse under the paw to get what you want. That is what's going on here.
That is so true.
Two rebuttal comments. First of all, you will never catch a cat engaging in waterboarding. That's obvious.
You'll never catch them.
And the second is, I think that rather than use the word torture, which is so heavily weighted, I'd say the cat is giving its prey a fair chance to get away.
I've got an update for you guys.
Yes.
Dogs, $370. That's $370.
370 votes?
Yes. cats, 340.
Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, step it up. 428-1393. That's a very slim need. We need a mandate.
We do. We need to show that this is that God has spoken and God has said dog.
I think that what we need is we need to get all those cats out there, and you know you can do this. Get the credit card out of your owner's wallet. Give us a call. Punch in the numbers. I know you can do it. I've seen you do it. That's the only way all that cat porn ever got bought off the internet. Oh, darn. I didn't mean to say that out loud.
428-1393, 428-1393. I'd like to read another poem, and this one is by Emily Dickinson. I'll just read the first stanza. Because I could not stop for dogs, they kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves, two doggies on my knee.
That's really beautiful. I think some of the loveliest verse has been doggerel verse.
That's so true.
I'd like to point out, as long as we're getting literary, that the phrase for extremely lame, pathetic, and bad poetry is doggerel.
I don't really have a good comeback for that, Mary Charlotte. Can you nail that one?
No, I can't. But I can say that there are many more poems by and about dogs than by or about cats. I mean, cats don't even write poetry. We remember, I think we talked about this last year, that famous poem that was written by a dog that goes, you want to eat that? You going to eat that? You going to eat that? I'll eat that.
It's sort of a free jazz poem.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
It's kind of 50s. It's beatnik.
Yeah, it's got some hip, some swing to it.
Cats are rocketing ahead.
Uh-oh.
420.
428-1393, 428-1393. Cast your vote for cats or dogs. And we have another 20 minutes in this show. And at the hour of 9 o'clock, it's going to be over, and you will no longer be able to cast your vote. 9 o'clock on the dot. If you are already on the phone, and if you're waiting, then we can go into the 9 o'clock news by just a few minutes. But 428-1393, 428-1393.
Got a couple of thank yous.
Yes.
Partner the Cat.
Okay.
Thanks, partner.
Rico Eastman and Chrissy Orr.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Nan Brown, who
thank
says
you,
dogs unconditional love and greet you with wagging tails.
Absolutely, 100% true.
You know what's so great about dogs is that when you, like, for example, I take my dogs to the dog park a whole lot, and when we get out of the car, they bound out and they say in English, "This is absolutely the best day of my entire life so far."
And they say it every day, don't they?
And they say it every single day.
Mary Charlotte, are you off your meds again?
What meds?
Ah, I see the problem. Now, this issue, I want to backtrack about the poetry. You claim that cats do not write poetry. I claim they do write poetry, but it's at such a high and abstract order they don't bother trying to translate it for us because we wouldn't get it.
Well, then how do you know they wrote it, Marjorie?
Because they communicate with me.
It's not a lot of compassion for other species.
I have the exact same experience, Marjorie.
Uh-huh.
I do. You know, and sometimes I think they communicated by leaving their hair in different places and different patterns. There's a poem, cat hair on the bedspread, cat hair on the chair, cat hair in the casserole, cat hair everywhere. And I don't think that that's maligning the presence of cat hair. I think that really is an ode to the beauty that cat hair, that cats bring to our lives by leaving their hair, by making us aware of that vibration. You know, it's the residue of cat vibration.
That sounds like really wishful thinking.
I kind of agree. It seems like it's a little bit of a revisionist interpretation of the poem, but it was very pretty. I did like it.
Wow,
it also rhymed.
Do you think you could
profound,
be a little
yeah.
more condescending about that, Bill? I mean, come on, talk about revisionist history.
Not and be able to sleep with myself. You know, Mary Charlotte.
Well, is that what you've been doing lately?
Do you know the other animal show on the other radio station in town?
Can you say more about it?
No, because there is no animal show on any other radio station in
That's
town.
That's right. You
this
and I
it.
Do the only animal show. That's what I was wondering. I was like, is there a show I don't know about? 428-1393. That's right, because we're here the first Wednesday of every month, and we talk about pet care. We talk about animal rescue organizations. We've covered a huge amount in the last 3 years.
Absolutely.
Of animal. And we include cats as well as dogs, horses, lizards, reptiles, exotic pets, birds. But we've definitely had a focus on cats and dogs on this show.
No other public radio station that I know of in our area talks about animals, something our community cares about so much, as often as we do. And that's what you got to vote for. Vote for dog, vote for cat, but vote for KSFR, talking about the things that are important to you, telling you what you need to know.
What about horse people?
What about horse people?
I think that horse people should be allowed to contribute.
They should be allowed to contribute because horses are more like dogs.
Oh, I thought you meant like horse people. I was going to suggest they just take a drink of water.
Wow. So one of the things to support what Bill was saying, although he was directing it in rather an odd direction, the letters KSFR clearly show that this radio station is run by cats.
Can you say more about that?
Absolutely. Killer Superior Feline Radio. And so cat people, get out there and support your station. And the number again?
428-1393, 428-1393. Cast your vote. You've got 15 minutes left. You know, I was looking up again on whycatsuck.com, and there was actually something written by a blog entry by a vacuum cleaner. The vacuum cleaner itself wrote a blog entry, and it was so full of cat hair, and it was so messed up, and it was so tangled, and then the cat would open the vacuum cleaner and claw the bag open, and then the cat hair would go all over the... I'm not kidding. I mean, this is actually on the internet, and I read that blog entry.
And you believe it, because it was on the internet.
That's right.
Hey, Mary Charlotte?
Yes.
A couple of thank yous.
Uh-huh.
Jim Relier. Wife loves Mary Charlotte. The only flaw she has is her disdain of cats.
It's not disdain of cats. It's a preference for dogs.
And another cat vote from Burning Books.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Burning Books.
428-1393. Dog people, step it up. Por favor.
A lot of people don't know that dogs and cats live among us as humans in special human suits that they've made for themselves. Some people who are really dogs, our friend Richard Block, Jim Hightower, Amy Goodman. People who are cats, Dr. Laura, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I don't really, all I want to do is lay out the evidence and let you decide. But Ann Coulter, definitely a cat.
I'm so glad you didn't out me.
I really don't believe that Ann Coulter is a cat. I know why you think it supports your argument to say that she is a cat. I actually believe that she is a dung beetle.
Once I saw her pull a knife on a baby, only a cat would do that.
428-1393 is the
number. I love that you're not living in the fact-based universe. It just makes this so much more entertaining.
What? Everything we've said so far is pure and complete fact.
Uh-huh. 100% truthful.
Yes.
428-1393 is the number. Hey, you know how boxers, the breed boxers, got their name?
How?
They start fights with their front paws like humans.
It's 100% true.
I thought it was because they ate dirty underwear.
That's the other kind of boxer. That's boxer cats.
No. Cats will never eat your dirty underwear. Cats will make a nest in it. They'll rub in it because they like your smell, and they want to leave that significant cat here. But they won't eat your underpants the way dogs will.
Marjorie is going to win the grossness trophy again?
I don't think so. You used the word barf for the first time in this show. I think you win.
Hey, Mary Charlotte, it's 8:45, which means my dogs are probably finally up. Do you want to give the number so that they can call in?
428-1393.
That's very good. Ludo, Chloe.
I am sorry to tell you this, but cats are now 160 points ahead of dogs.
Okay, we need two $80 contributions,
and you're running out of time.
From dog owners. No, we've got more than 10 minutes left. 428-1393 or 1-866-907-5737. 1-866-907-KSFR.
Another possible reason for this financial disparity is that I have seen quite a lot of homeless people with dogs.
Yeah,
I think
that's...
You don't really see a lot of homeless people with cats.
No, they make terrible companions when you're down and out. Cats just want to live that high life. And a dog's all about, I'll be with you wherever you go, through thick and thin, for better or worse, richer or poorer, sickness and health. It's really the closest thing you could come to having a partner that's of another species.
So you're married to a dog.
You know, I think any relationship with a good dog is a lot like a functional marriage. You know, you share the best of times and you endure through the worst of times together. Cats are, it's so sad. It's like the gold digger, you know. They just show up while the tuna's there, and then as soon as it's back to dry kibble again, they move along.
That is so very true. I mean, another reason that dogs might not be calling as much as cats is that cats
are people of leisure. They don't have anything to do. They're kept animals. They're kept women and kept men. Whereas dogs are workers. They're herding, they're hunting, they're pulling sleds.
A lot
in your living room, yes,
they're
I
retrieving,
see that a lot.
They're fetching, they're engaged in law enforcement.
Sounds like excuses to
they're
be.
They're drug sniffing. They're
a lot
guiding,
of dogs have
they're
to
guiding
get,
the blind.
They can't listen to Radio Cafe because a lot of their volunteering and other giving opportunities start very early in the day. Cats really like to make the best use of the day in the hunting and sleeping. But a dog, once it gets up, you know, it's at the hospital caring for premature infants or working down at the food bank putting food in bags. There's a lot of dogs working for Habitat for Humanity. Also one scary rabbit, but I think he gets paid a lot. But you don't see cats doing these things. The last time I saw a cat holding a hammer, he was chasing me and threatening to smash me in the head with it.
That was one of those dreams you had after too many burritos too late in the evening. Now, in terms of cats not working, I'd like to point out that many people spend a vast amount of money and spread a vast amount of poison to keep their homes free of rodents and bugs and so on. I have almost never seen a rodent or a bug anywhere near a house that has cats in it. My cats, in fact, have taken care of that for me. Frequently in the summer, I leave doors and windows open, and I never have critters in my house because my cats make sure they're not there, thus saving me from having to hire exterminators or spread poison in my house. That's a very valuable job. It keeps the cats at home.
I think not allowing immigrants into a sort of a despotic country is not necessarily an endorsement of the feline species.
Here's the current update.
Yes.
Dogs, 370.
Yes.
Cats, 560.
Oh, no.
Mary Charlotte, I don't think you
need
to worry.
By the way, thank you to Marvin the cat.
Thanks, Marvin.
Thanks, Marv.
I think what you see here are dogs really reaching out and putting their dollars compassionately into the cat camp. Because as I recall, dogs have either won or tied every single year. So I really want to thank the dogs out there that are voting for cats. It shows your generosity. It shows that you can exceed yourself and really make this a unified community for everybody. So dogs, thank you for the inclusion.
Bill, you are a uniter.
428-1393, 428-1393, or 1-866-907-KSFR. Cast your vote for cats or dogs. And, I will concede the point about rodents, but not about bugs. I had a grasshopper infestation in my house a couple of years in the backyard, and it was like you would walk through the yard, and it was like the parting of the Red Sea. Grasshoppers would just jump out to each side. It was completely out of control. And then my dog Honey came to live with me, and for the whole entire summer she ate grasshoppers, and she got really fat. I mean, she weighed 26.5 pounds, which is very big for a Jack Russell Terrier, but there was not a single grasshopper left when she was done with them.
I'd like to point out that Honey also at that time had the habit of bringing things like dirty diapers and pizza boxes and Happy Meals in through the doggy door, so I think she was going through a sort of indiscriminate binging phase.
Well,
that seems to me like she was really trying to teach you about how the working class lives, and says, telling you, Mary Charlotte, understand the proletariat. You are one of them. We are among them. Let us learn how to be a better human being in our community.
Are you saying po folks eat grasshoppers?
I'm just saying she ate grasshoppers. Wow. I'm saying she just took care of the pest control, and she ate a fly the other day. There was a fly flying around, and she concentrated and pounced, and she ate it. And
many
she eats
dogs,
flies a lot.
Many dogs aspire to cathood because they recognize it's superior, and that is distinctly cat behavior, not common dog behavior.
Did you know that dogs are the only species that are allowed to fly airplanes in this country? Only non-human species allowed to fly airplanes. A dog can get a pilot's license. In fact, Amelia Earhart let her dog come with her, and the dog flew significant portions of her famous flight.
You're lying again.
No, it's 100% true.
No.
I read it on Wikipedia.
Oh, well then.
E.E. Cummings wrote a poem called If I Love You, and it goes as follows. If I love you, thickness means worlds inhabited by roamingly stern, bright doggies. If you love me, distance is mind carefully luminous with innumerable dogs of complete dream. If we love each shyly other, what clouds do or silently, flowers resemble puppies less than our breathing.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Thank you, E.E. Cummings. He obviously recognized how lyrical and inspiring you were.
E.E. Cummings amended heavily by Mary Charlotte, of course.
I just got it right off the internet.
Which one of the internets were you using at that time?
That was also on Wikipedia.
Whycatsuck.com.
An unbiased source if ever there was one.
Now, Keeping the World Safe for Dogmocracy is another excellent site.
Just remember, folks, Killer Superior Feline Radio. Cats rule. The radio station knows it in its own name.
Dogs have made a little progress in the last few minutes.
Yes, 428-1393.
470 now for dogs.
And how much for cats?
675.
Dog people, step it up right now. I do not want to be humiliated. 428-1393.
Close. I want to thank Fina Boliskaya from Los Alamos. Thank you, Fina.
Thank you, Donald Marsh.
Donald says his white cat Shakespeare loves Mary Charlotte's show.
Yay.
So MC
Thanks,
needs to, quote, get in tune with her audience.
Yes.
Well, we see there's a dog right outside the cafe window visiting us. In fact, it's Diane and Beagle Carp. I see
they're holding a sign up to the
door. It says, dogs rule. Be the beagle. Cats are nice, but they aren't dogs. Really, I don't know how, that's pretty much the end of the line for me. Cats are good, but they're not dogs. They'll never be dogs.
I feel the same way. I'm allergic to cats, but I was not always allergic to cats. And I lived in a household with two cats, one of whom was as mean as a cobra, and the other one was a very sweet, nice cat. And I loved them both, and, you know, cats are okay. It's just that dogs are so much better. They're just capable of true, deep, and abiding love. And that's what we say to them every day. We say, our love is deep and abiding. Oh, yes. Whereas cats' love is shallow and transient.
We've grown together. I mean, you want to talk about a long-term relationship, about commitment. We've grown together with dogs, species to species, for tens of thousands of years.
That is so
true. Interpenetrating our hearts, our thinking, weaving ourselves indelibly into the fabric of one another. And cats have always stayed on the outside. Cats have never really wanted to commit. Cats always have one foot out the door. They're always looking for the grass that's greener, always looking for the prettier girl, the better-looking boy, the fancier car. But I really believe in the power of a long-term relationship. I'm really grateful to dogs for that.
I've known a lot of people who were very violently against cats. They hated cats, and a great many of them were allergic. And I think their own personal physical weaknesses were affecting their judgment. They were not able to make a balanced judgment about the value of cats because of their own sort of pale weakness.
Well, none of this is objective. It's completely subjective. We like dogs because we're romantics at heart.
Mm-hmm. We believe in a better world. We believe in the possibility of hope. Of doing something different and better than what has been done before.
We just had someone call for dogs.
Yes.
Offering $500.
That
case
is
closed.
No, not so fast.
Okay.
And then the phone went dead.
Oh, no.
Please call back.
428-1393. Whoever you are, dog lover out there, please call again. The $500 number will get us over the top. No.
These dogs are getting desperate, aren't they?
They are.
I think dog people believe that if we all join hands together and sing, the world will be a better place for you and me.
That's 100% true.
Wow. Wow, I'm feeling a little ill. Are we almost done?
We've got about...
What are we going to sing? My dog can do anything?
That's a good song. It's a gospel song.
Did you know that a dog
written
wrote
by
We
God.
Are the World? It's 100% true. I was reading that the other day in Time magazine. It had the 100 greatest dogs of all time, and they were talking about doing a cat episode, but they only found 23 great cats throughout history, and it seemed kind of embarrassing.
You do know, don't you, that Time magazine is a wholly owned subsidiary of KBR?
KBR, cats better recognize.
Ah, so you are a Cheney fan.
I just got an email from Eric Witt that said, ain't no cat ever had its own TV show.
That's
actually not true.
Lassie and Rin Tin Tin.
Benji had a whole long-running series, Perfect Little Terrier. St. Bernards, lots of St. Bernards have had their own movies.
Well,
Turner
Flipper,
and Hooch.
I mean, why don't we have dolphin people voting?
Well, that's a different show, Marjorie. This is the cat versus dog show.
That's when we
you
do
see,
the
that's
fish
the
show.
Cat
which
people
is the third
are so
Wednesday.
Flighty. They just start going off on tangents.
See, I'd like to point out that maybe dogs have had a lot of TV shows, but look at the TV shows humans have had. Do you really want to be in that company?
And if you wimp out, you're called a pussy.
That's very true.
Yes, and if you're really pathetic and no one wants to be seen in public with you, you're called a dog.
Ain't no cat. What did he say? Ain't no cat never had no greeting named after it. Sin. What's up, dog?
Absolutely true.
We're still tabulating, so I think we'll have to get back to everybody after the 9 o'clock news with the final results.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Woof. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. Thanks to all of you, for everybody in the control room and everybody in the pledge room, Laura Reynolds, Dal Dearman, and everybody else, for being here in KSFR today. 428-1393. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz. Now, 428-1393 is the number, or out of area, 1-866-907-KSFR. And we're going to stay right here until after the 9 o'clock news, and we're going to get the tabulations from Price Waterhouse or Diebold, depending on what the outcome is. 428-1393, cast your vote, cats versus dogs. It's really been wonderful to have you here. Bill Hutchison from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society, Marjorie Kaplan, special cat advocate extraordinaire, and Prima Gata of the Gata Girls of... How do you pronounce that? There's a lot of R's in that.
Girls.
Yes, of southern New Mexico. Thank you all so much for being here. And once again, 428-1393, it's the KSFR Pledge Drive. Cast your vote. We'll be back with you in a few minutes. Hasta la vista, baby.